Okay, so is it working? Okay, so okay, I will first thank the organizer for their hard work. And so that's the title, and that's my plan. So the basic question here is, okay, so I'm talking about rational self-maps, okay? So a lot of talk here is about automorphisms. Now I want to change this a little bit. So let's look at this question. Let X to be a projective collabial manifold and over C. So let me ask you the question. So can you find a rational map from X to the self of degree at least 2? Okay, so, well, you will see this. I mean, it's actually an easy exercise. Once you get degree bigger than 1, it has to be rational. It cannot be regular for a collabial. So that's the question. So, well, the only way I know you can construct such map is following, at least for collabial. So, construction is come from using vibration of abelian varieties. So, the way, well, it's more or less obvious. So, you take, if you suppose you have a collabial manifold, okay? So, and if it's birational, to have a vibration of abelian varieties. So you can think of this as, well, generically over the base field of the, of the field of the base, it's abelian variety, okay? So you can using the endomorphism of the general fiber to construct such rational maps. So more precisely, of course, when you talk about endomorphism, you need at least a section. So actually you can live with a multi-section. So that's the construction. Suppose you have such a fibration, and you can fix, first you can fix, well, take an ample divisor, and take the intersections of this ample divisor, of course, that will give you a multi-section, okay? So, it's, well, it's over open set of the base. So multi-section, then you can define a rational map, just on each fiber, you're sending, so it's here, so you're sending a point P to this on a fiber to this multi-section minus n minus 1 to P, okay, n minus 1 P. So well, you see, you can figure out this has degree exactly n squared. Okay, so once you have a multi-section, you can define a self-rational map. And you can make this n arbitrarily large, okay, so you can choose L sufficient ample, taking the intersection of sections of L, so you can make this arbitrary large. So the same construction can work this if X be, if the fiber is birational to a finite quotient of abelian variety, what I'm thinking about is a Kummer surface. So this works for ellipse K3 in the case of K3 surface. It works for ellipse K3 and also works for Kummer surface. Okay, so that's the remark. So there are rational self-maps of arbitrary high degrees for an elliptic or Kummer surface. Okay, so you may ask, what's the point of study these maps? Okay, here's one application. I think people already, we heard talks by Professor Nikulin and Professor Schut. They mentioned this potential density of rational points on K3. This basically is the Lenz conjecture for K3 surface. So we expect that the rational numbers, rational points of K3 surface over a number field is potentially dense. So the known case is this this theorem by Bogomolov, Chinko, and also later by Emmerich. Campana, they gives you the potential density for elliptic K3, also K3 with automorphisms, a lot of automorphisms. So here is the, well, actually basically give you roughly the proof, okay? So you have to fill in the details. So it's using this construction of rational self-maps, and if you have an elliptic K3, for example, you can construct these rational self-maps and take a rational point. You can iterate by this rational map, Okay, so you will get basically the orbits of these rational points. They are all rational, okay, over some extension of field. So you will get infinite many, well, under the right condition, and the thing you have to guarantee is these orbits, these points, they're not lying on some algebraic curve. Okay, so you under suitable condition, you will get Zariski dense. Okay, so that's the main idea of the proof. So using these rational self maps. So this works for every K3, of course, and QMAS K3. And for every K3, the point here is, the rational self-map is constructed by a choice of multi-section. So you just have to be careful to choose a suitable multi-section. You don't want this to be torsion, okay? So that's the main point. Okay, so now another clarification. So you can think of this rational points over K3. You can think of another situation is you have rational curves on K3. So, well, basically rational curves, you can think of this as, rational points on K3 over the function field, okay, function field C of T. So there's nothing stop you to apply the same method to rational curves. So we use the same idea. Let X to be a dominant rational self-map of X. Then, of course, observation is you're taking rational curve and look at the proper transform. It should be a rational curve as well, right? So if you do this and iterating this n times, you get infinite many rational curves. If you're careful enough. If you do this right, okay? So for an elliptic K3 surface, you take the union of all this. Okay, so you have to make sure this you don't come up with some torsion. So if you take this union of this, this actually is dense on X. I want to emphasize this is in the analytic topology. Okay, not only in the Zariski topology, it's in the analytic topology. Well, and if you do this right, so another observation is this elliptic K3 are dense in the moduli space of K3 surfaces. Okay, so that's another fact. So using the if you combine these two, James and I can show things like this. So on a very general project K3 surface, if you take the union of rational curves, it's actually dense in the analytic topology. Okay, so the idea is quite straightforward. So you can do the things like this. You have this MG. These are moduli space of K3 surface of genus G. It's 19 dimensional, and you can look at the universal family over MG. And of course, you can look at you can construct this. Take all the rational curves on each fiber, so have CG containing SG. So if you take the closure of this, okay? So if you take a closure, it's dense on each of these fiber, it's fiber over elliptic K3s, okay? So it's not obvious, it's not directly, but you can show this is same as SG. Okay, so it fills up all the fibers if you take the closure. So then you're using some elementary argument in topology. You can say this is actually true on if you restrict to a general fiber. Okay, so that's the idea of the proof. And on a very general project K3 surface, so you have this this union of rational curves is dense in the analytic topology. Now we all had this very nice talk by Christian Leaker. So he talked about what he and Jin Lee can prove is there are infinitely many rational curves on almost every K3 surface. So that's what they prove. So So rational curves are Zariski dense on almost every K3 surface. So the difference between these two is what we can do this is in the analytic topology, and the, what they do is in the Zariski topology. But they can do this for every, almost every K3 surface. So the only exception, I think, is Rec 2 case and Rec 4 case, right? So also it's true over credits P. We accepting a supersingular, right? So you can do this. You have a stronger statement when you're doing this in the risk topology. But in the analytic topology, what we can do is only on a very general K3 surface. But if you look at this, of course, this this theorem by Jun Li and Christian Licker, and we also give credit to Bogomolov, Hazard, and Chinko, who came up with this ingenious idea of reduction by P. So, but if you look at these two proofs, and there are some similarity between them. In our case, one of the main objections here is you want to lift a rational curve from elliptic K3 to a general K3. And in their case, one of the key steps is to lift a K3 surface over FP to Z. So in both cases, we have to adding something on this elliptic curve. Oh, sorry, adding something to this rational curve. Otherwise, you cannot lift. Okay, so there's some similarity between these two proofs. Of course, we can use probably the strongest conjecture for rational curves, and we can ask where they can prove this. So if you take the union of rational curves, and this is dense in the analytic topology and on every K3 surface. Okay, so that's the strongest conjecture I can think of. So that's one application. Now, another application of this self-rational map is something to do with complex high velocity. So the question here is, if you take collabial manifold, okay? So let me ask whether there is a dominant melomorphic map from Cn to X. So, if you do have such a map, it's called the X is holomorphically dominable by Cn. Well, usually, probably algebraic geometers don't care about this kind of question. But actually, it has something to do with Lang conjecture, because the basic philosophy of this Lang conjecture is the hyperbolicity is closely related to the asymmetric properties. So it's conjecture every rational point should lie on the image, holomorphic image of C. So this is the strongest case you can think of this. So X, well, for K3 surface, of course, is covered by curves. So it's covered by image of C, but this is much stronger. If you have C square, dominate K3 surface, okay, this is stronger than just DCX covered by C. So anyway, what has to do with self-rational map? So we have the following. This is the result of a content. So if you have a dominant rational self map from X to self, what you can do here is you can take the limit of the iteration. Okay, so somehow when you take a limit, well, because you're doing this in complex category, so it's not what you think in algebraic category. So when you take a limit, this will give you a rational map from Cn to X. Well, this is kind of crazy, but if you think about it, it's not hard to actually understand. Because you see, if you replace this X, okay, if you replace this X by Abelian varieties, then this Cn to X, well, you can just take the universal covering Cn to X, okay. So the question for Abelian variety is trivial. Well, then if you take say a self-rational map of Abelian variety, it has to be a covering map. That's something you can prove. So if you take the iteration, the limit of the iteration, it's basically the limit of the covering map, you should get the universal covering. Okay? So that's what more or less we expected. So if you take this limit, then you get a dominant map. So if you have a rational self map, almost this will guarantee this X is dominated by Cn. So that's another application. So using this, you can prove the following. That's a theorem by Buzard and Liu, that elliptic Acuma K3s are holomorphically dominable by C2. Okay, so just using rational self map and dynamics and taking limit, you can cover every K3, every elliptic Acuma by C2. So the conjecture, of course, is again, is every K3 surface is holomorphically dominable by C2. That's what we expected. But if this is too hard, you can ask something weaker, say, in terms of hyperbolic metric. So you have this Kobayashi metric, and you ask whether this metric vanishes everywhere on a K3 surface. Okay, so that's what we expected. This also vanishes everywhere. So what we can prove using the same idea as the density of rational curves, James and I can prove at least, okay, so the set of points and the tangent direction where this metric vanish are dense. Okay, so this, if you look at, so if you take these, well, so you, technically what you do here is you take the, this called the first jet space of X and look at points and tangent directions where this metric vanish, and you can show this vanish almost everywhere. Okay, so as this is on a very general case surface. So as another application of this self pressure map. Okay, so now the bad news. So I told you that this rational self map is very useful, and it will give you almost give you this Lang conjecture. But the bad news is we cannot have it. It's more or less we expected, okay? So a very general K3 surface does not admit rational self maps, phi x to x, of degree bigger than 1. It's more or less what we expected. So for the general philosophy behind this is, if you want to show some generic object which don't have, whether it has some certain property, if this property is not obvious, it's not there. So that's what we expected. Another reason is the following. So it's a theorem by Dadio. He's the first one actually studying this problem. So what he can show is if there is a rational self map X, for a generic K3 surface, then the survey variety of curves with fixed degree and fixed genius, this becomes reducible. Okay, so this thing I'm pretty sure is irreducible. Well, of course, that's another conjecture. Okay, but that's something we almost certain this is irreducible. But if you have a self-rational map, this thing will become irreducible. So that's another strong reason why we expect this to be true. Okay, so what? Oh, this survey varieties are varieties parameterized curves of certain degree and certain genius. Okay, so it's classical result that if X is P2, these are irreducible. And the reason why we expect this to be irreducible on K3 surface because they have expert dimension. Okay, so the dimension does not jump, so it's more or less we expect it to be irreducible. So once if you have a self-pressure map for a very general K3 surface, everything will go wrong. So it has to be it has to be the case you don't have any non-trivial self-pressure map. Okay, so another way to put this is in terms of K3 surface. You can look at these three sets. Okay, apparently they are only sets. It had the automorphisms and the set of birational maps and the set of dominant rational sample maps. So these are two groups, and these are semi-groups without the inverse. So for K3 surface, you can say what I just did here is this rational maps, this semi-group of rational maps is same as birational maps, and you can easily show a birational map is same as automorphism. So, if you take X to be general enough, this automorphism is trivial unless you have a genius 2 case, you have involution. So automorphism, of course, is well understood for general K3 surfaces. Okay, so now look at the generalization of this. Look at the higher dimension case. And if you look at just Calabi-Yau manifolds, which in PN, take the complete intersection. That's the easiest case I can think of. I have this generalization for a very general complete intersection, Calabi-Yau complete intersection. Okay, so actually I can put this for either Calabi-Yau or general type. So of type, that's guaranteed to be Calabi-Yau, and dimension is at least 2. Well, actually, I can prove this. So, I won't say this is a theorem yet. There are some details I had to work out. But essentially, the eventual step, I didn't see anything wrong with that. So let me just say this is more a work in progress. Okay. So what I can do here is show the generalization in high dimension. So you have this for a very general very general complete section of Calabi-Yau or general type. These groups are all the same. Okay, so the rational, the semi-group rational maps, and the group of birational maps, and the automorphisms, they are all the same. So a consequence of this, I guess, it's known. Okay, so if it's known, it must be due to Clair-Voisin. So, as I said at the very beginning, because if you have something birational to a fibration of abelian varieties. It will be, you do have these non-trivial self-rational maps, right? So a very general Calabi-Yau complete intersection in PN is not birational to a fibration of abelian varieties. I believe this is known. You probably can show this using some other easy method, but it's a consequence. So, let me try to put this in context of birational geometry of hyper surface. Well, just try to glorify my results. So, look at this. Look at a very general case of a hyper surface of degree D and with dimension at least 3. Well, surface case is well understood, okay, and of course it's trivial for curve. So now if D bigger than N, so X is of Calabi-Yau or general type, then you have this the group of rational self-maps, the same as automorphisms, basically. Okay, so that's the Calabi-Yau and general type. So when this D go down, basically this group become more complicated. So it become huge. So when you move to the case, you reduce degree by 1. Okay, D equal to N. Now this X become final, and the Picard group is generated by KX. So this is the final variety of index 1. It's called the primitive final. So these kind of hyper surfaces are studied by basically Russian school of birational geometers. This is one of their major achievement. What they can show is this X is birationally sub-rigid. Okay, so I don't want to give you the definition for that, but a consequence of this is the group of birational automorphism is same as automorphism. So that's for the final primitive. So now if you go down the degree, nothing is known. So maybe I should give you show the diagram. So say this as D, this is N. So the D equal to N, this is the pyramid funnel. So in this case, the birational X equals the automorphism of X. For generic ones, this is trivial. And in this range, that's my result. Well, expect to be true, this rational is same as the automorphism of X. And if you go down, okay, so of course, if you're taking a quadratic, of course, that's rational. So everything here is automorphism of X birational X is same as the Cremona transformation, group of Cremona transformation. But everything here is completely open. Okay, so what is the birational group looks like? So even for cubic threefold, I don't think it's known. Well, just some play around this a little bit. Well, the reason I think of this is these are actually birational invariants, of course. So what can you say from the group to the rationality of the hypersurface? Okay, so now let me start with some simple remark. How do you prove this? Well, first of all, let's do some simple observation. Suppose you have such a rational map from X to the self. Of course, you can take a resolution of this. Okay, so when you can take this F to be a projective birational morphism, and it resolves the indeterminacy of this phi. So you get this phi y to x, which is regular. And the special thing where you get kx is trivial or just numerical trivial is you have this using Riemann-Hurwitz. So, on one hand, you have this y over x. So you have a ky as f fullback of kx, plus some sum of divisors, exceptional divisors, and because kx is trivial, so you should get this term goes away. So it's just sum of these exceptional divisors with multiplicity. And then on the other hand, you have this part y to x. Okay, so because kx is trivial. Okay, so you have this fullback. This is still trivial, and the this one gives you the ramification locus. So this mu I in birational geometry is called the discrepancy of this f, so from y over x. And it's really just related to this sequence of blocks. And this mu I gives you, on the other hand, this mu I gives you the ramification locus, ramification index of y over x. So that's what happens when you're dealing with Calabi-Yau or just the Abelian varieties, anything this kx is numerical trivial. So the observation here is if you take this so-called the discrepancy of this EI plus 1, this is called the log discrepancy of EI, is the ramification index of EI and the phi. Okay, so on the one hand, you have this birational resolution. On the other hand, this gives you the ramification locus, ramification index. So that's one observation. Then you can easily show, from this you see phi has to be regular. If phi is regular, then phi is unramified. Well, if phi is regular, you don't have any exceptional divisor, so you don't have to resolve this, and so it has no ramification locus. So it has to be regular. Phi has to be unramified. Next, if x is simply connected, then phi is regular, then phi has to be automorphism because this phi is regular, then phi is unramified. So it has to be automorphism of X. So that there's no exception over, so it has to be Kabul map, and this, because this X is simply connected, it has to be it has to be automorphism. Now, if X is Abelian variety, okay, so if X is Abelian variety, because there's no rational curves contained in Abelian variety, so this phi has to be regular, phi has to be unramified. You can prove this thing actually is just the automorphism of Abelian variety, which is well understood. What? Jacobian convergence. What is Jacobian convergence? No, these are just simple things. I mean, you can prove easily. Okay, so there's nothing. There's nothing deep here. So now, if you take X to be a K3 surface, okay, and phi is birational, then you see all these exceptional locus will be blown down. So you can blow down two sides, okay? So if you look at the resolution diagram, you can blow down the two sides. Well, actually, you can show this thing is automorphism, okay? So it's really regular. Another observation. Next one is, you can show, if you look at the correspondence given by the graph of phi, it takes algebraic cycle to algebraic cycle and transcendental cycle to transcendental cycle. Okay, so this phi, the pullback, you can define this to be two ways. You can use the correspondence, or can use with one pullback on the resolution and push forward on the other factor. Okay, so you can define this, and it takes algebra cycle to algebra cycle and transcendental cycle to transcendental cycle. Well, all these are quite obvious. Next one is a little bit tricky. So that's by Daddio. So if you take X to be a general K3 surface, this degree phi has to be a perfect square. That's something like, it's interesting because if you look at, if you change this X to be Abelian variety, a general Abelian variety, any endomorphism has to be a perfect square. Okay. So this is analogous. Okay, so now there's a question I want to ask all these expert in K3 surface. So my talk is a little bit different from the many talks in this conference. So many talks in this conference deal with special K3 surface, okay? So for my talk is about general K3 surface. So I want to ask expert on K3 surface this question. The only thing I knew, you can construct rational self-map, which is not regular. Okay, so it's genuinely a rational map. It's using elliptic vibration. So the only thing I know is the example I gave at the very beginning. So can you find at least one special K3 surface which is neither elliptic or Kummer, and a rational self-map which is not regular? Okay, so degree phi is genuinely bigger than one. So can you find such a K3 surface? If you know, it's really a very, very interesting example, if you can find one. So another thing I want to say is, I didn't write down, is what is the natural formulation of this in characteristic P? So you know, over FP, you do have Frobenius. So what's the formulation of this problem, whether there exists a rational self-map for a K3 surface, a very general K3 surface over characteristic P, whether you're excluding all those Frobenius, or you just say the degree is not divisible by P or something like that. So what's the right formulation in characteristic P? So that's another question I want to ask. Okay, so I have 10 minutes left to talk about a little bit about the proof. So the difficulty of this theorem is we have to use this generality in a very essential way, because we know there are special K3 that admit non-trivial rational maps. So you have to using this in an essential way. The natural way for me, at least, is using degeneration. So, I have a few minutes left to just go over this, the proof a little bit. Now, let's consider the half surface in Pn of degree n plus 1. Okay, so just dealing with such cardial manifolds. I start with a degeneration of this surface, of this half surface, and take a pencil of them, and it is of degree n plus 1, and the central fiber is a union of half surface of degree 1 and n, so it's a splitting of 1 and n. So if you went to Professor Lazar's talk, this for K3 surface, this is called Kulikov type 2. So this intersection is a Calabi-Yau manifold of lower dimension. Okay, so it's anti-canonical on both of these S1 and S2. So intersect meet transversely along D, and D is half surface in Pn minus 1 of degree n. So now, we do have rational double points, and these are along the intersection. And rational double point is given by x, y equal to tz. Okay. So these are rational double points along this lambda, which take D intersect with a general member of the pencil. And when n equals 3, you can easily figure out. So this lambda is basically the intersection of S1, S2, and a degree four quadratic surface. So it has 12 points, but you can also figure out this in a very intrinsic way. So notice this 12 is 20 minus H11 S1 minus H11 S2. So that's the missing 1-1 class on the limit. Okay, so you probably can see from the mixed Hodge structure on the central fiber. Now lambda from a deformation theoretical point of view, this lambda is the vanishing loci of the T1 class. So it's given by this. Another way to say this. Now the first order of business is to resolve this. Okay, so resolve this singularity. These rational double points. So I think this mentioned a couple of times that these rational double points actually are actually trouble when you construct a modular space. The problem is to resolve this, usually you need, if you want to do a small resolution, there are two of them for each rational double point, and they are related by a flop. There's no canonical way to choose which one it is. So if you don't do this right, you will lose the projectivity. So it's just mentioned at the end of the last talk. So if you do this a flop, you probably get something which is not Kähler. Okay. So you have to do this right. There are even cases where if the total space is Q factorial, you don't have this small resolution which you projected. So that's it's not always you can do a small resolution, but in this case you can. Because this S1, S2, which are Weyl divisor, which not Cartier. So you can blow this up. You can blow up this along S1, and the resulting X will be N-fourth, and this give you the resolution which you projected. Okay. So in this case, you can. If first you resolve the singularity, you'll get X, which give you the degeneration, which the total space now becomes smooth. And also, it keeps the kx to be trivial. Okay. So now, what we want to show is after some phase change, you don't have any rational maps. Okay. More generally, it basically says if you take the algebraic closure of the function field of the base, which is a disk, which of course you can use either the formal topology. Say this is a formal power series in T, or using the germs of analytic function at zero. So anyway, taking the closure, you want to show there is no such rational maps. Well, assuming you do have one. So if you do have one, you'll get a rational map on this family of the base change. Okay, so that's a degree m base base change. And you can also resolve this using this resolution diagram. That you can make this, so you can find this y, and this resolve this rational map, and all this respect, all this preserve this base. And you can make this F as nice as possible because you do have a stable reduction and you are free to make base changes. So you can make this Y can be made very nice. So you can make this Y to be smooth, of course. And you can make this Y to be have simple normal crossing. So that's from stable reduction. And the trouble with, well, of course you can make this Y view as nice as possible. The side effect of this is now this Y0 will have a lot of components which is contractable by this phi. Okay, so on the one hand you got this Y0 is very nice. On the other hand, you got a lot of irrelevant components of this Y0. Okay. So now this again you have this Riemann-Hurwitz, just the same resolution I did for just for X itself. And now it's over the family, you have this. So I will skip, because I run out of time, so I skip the steps. So first, you have to first you have to find out the components which are not contractible. I know where, I know exactly where these are. It is given by this determined by this discrepancy of this EI. So I know where these are. And after I do this, all these things, okay, I'll skip it quickly. In the end, so the last step is really the key. So here I consider a family of quintic threefold. Just give you some idea how this is done. So for a quintic threefold, you can use it because you can reduce this to K3 surface case. Suppose you have proved this K3 surface case, then this D, the rational maps of D is trivial. So you have this one, and what we arrive is this key statement, which is there exists, okay, for this D, which is a quadratic surface, okay? So there exists a curve lying inside D. So, the induced map on the push forward of the zero cycles, this is surjective. Well, if you're familiar with Hoyt's theory, okay, so this is really something very classical result. So I reduce finally to this theorem, which by Mumford, basically the observation by Mumford, then later in a very general form by Rodemann. There is alternative approach by Bloch and Srinivas. So the statement is following: if X is smooth project variety of degree dimension n, if you have a lower dimensional subvariety Y. And it's induced subject map from CH0Y to CH0X, okay, on the zero cycles. Then what you can conclude is there's no holomorphic, non-trivial holomorphic form on X. So Mumford the theorem goes like, if you have this thing is non-trivial, then this group will be huge, infinite dimensional, okay. So Rodemann make it more general, make it more precise. So it says you cannot find a lower dimensional variety gives you all the zero cycles. Okay. So if you look at the previous statement, what I can reduce is this situation. So that's a contradiction. Okay. So that's where so the essential step using a theorem of of Mumford and Rodemann. So the conclusion here is for quintic threefold, at least I can show any rational map is birational. Okay, so that's what I can show. Of course, there's remaining business to show this birational of X is automorphism of X. That's the part I'm not sure yet at the moment. So it should be doable because you do know this for quadratic threefold by this Manning's result I mentioned. Okay, so I think I will stop here. I don't want to waste your time anymore.